A friend of mine asked me a question who also works at an investment bank in the city of London. And it was really a very hard two questions to answer. The first question was personal. Now, you, Peter, you've worked in banks and other financial institutions for almost 13 years. Have you never aspired to manage a team or managed a team? Why have you never become a manager? And the answer to that was because I'm definitely a technical person more than a managerial sort of person. The second question was really hard to answer. Can you think of any black senior managers or executives in any of the banks that you have ever worked with? And the answer was no at the beginning. And then I thought about 10 years ago, I knew one black senior manager who was 3 levels above me at a German bank, let's just say. And really from there, we had a sort of a heated discussion, me coming up with rambling excuses to cover my disappointment. And when I went away and thought about it, you know, the majority of people that I have met in my time have been sort of operational support, like PC support, Oracle database support, IT support, network admin, IT help desk. You might have the quality assurance and testing team or people in there. And in my time, I've never met a black software architect, a team leader or line manager, or even a technical leader. I might have met one project leader. And that's really a bloody disgrace. I'm going angry again. It probably is. What I could be is that, you know, it's so fragmented IT, it's possible there is a tech lead, for instance, in the C# on Microsoft.net, and we have never crossed paths. And you know, it's like, this is one of the reasons why I did like contracting, because I could avoid for at least 5 years between 2003 and 2008. I could avoid that issue. I didn't have to worry about promotion and where I'm going to be. But now these questions are again, as I'm at large now and thinking about what I'm going to do. And I really think that the lack of inspiration is going to affect my decision and what I do next if it is in the banking world. I can point to a number of things, like the lack of influence of external vectors, which only promoting those which fit a certain style. And there's no evidence of improvement. If, for example, people who have been working in tech support or help desk, why are there no one, at least in any bank, that is black and also a head of networking administration or operations IT? It's just nonsense. And I've seen those people working and at the bottom levels, black people, like I said, in help desks. The lack of training, we seem not to get the same opportunities as other non-black people. And, you know, it's all talking a very good game, really. Diversity, we all this, we all that. But then I've never seen it. I've never seen diversity work. Really, it's just, you know, a joke, a smokescreen. And then, you know, in our profession, especially software, we need coaching and mentoring for the next generation. But where has it been for myself? I'm certainly willing to help others, but I think the whole information structure and information technology and divisions in investment banks must change. Sad but true, but I don't think black people will ever be promoted.